Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. This is the first time in a century that a solar eclipse has taken place over New York. In fact, our grandkids will be the most likely witnesses to the next one in New York in the year 2079. So yes, it is truly a once-in-a-lifetime event, and with that, we turn to our eclipse team in the field, spread out all over the city and the state to bring you the latest. And we began with 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa, standing by the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens. What's the scene there, Jay? I hear the viewing party is sold out, is it?
In fact, they had limited tickets, and it was sold out in a flash. But what a beautiful location to have this as we get closer to this event when the moon blocks the sun. It's getting into position. We're out and about here on these gorgeous green lawns. I spoke to Marge. She's been a volunteer here for 20 years. Now, she experienced the earthquake Friday. She said she was on the seventh floor and things were rocking and rolling. So she's very philosophical about all of this.
But they're both interesting signs of nature to remind us that we're very small in the whole chain of things.
There you go. Something to chew on today. But I'm hearing this actually from quite a few people, whether it's a cosmic experience or reflecting on how civilizations saw this in the past, and or just to say, listen, I saw this rare solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. Larry?
Jay, give us the real story now. Are folks out there fighting over spaces to get the best look?
No, you know what? It's so huge that they really opened up all their lawns, so plenty of room. Come on out.
All right. Thank you, Juliet Papa. The peak of our partial viewing, by the way, should happen about 3:25. The numbers are kind of off by a minute or two, but, you know, we'll play with that. NASA says the skies around here will darken around 10 minutes before 3, and things will lighten again around 4. The entire event expected to last about 2 hours and 25 minutes. Meantime, our guy, Mac Rosenberg, is in Central Park, standing just north of Hexter Playground, where folks are gathering on the lawn with their glasses, getting ready to watch the spectacle. Mac, everybody settled and ready to go out there?
Yeah, Larry, and I can confirm, just like Juliet, plenty of room out here. You've got the rock formation that's about 15 feet high, and I'm over at the baseball fields here just beyond that point. Plenty of room as people are starting to show up. We actually are having a little bit of cloud cover right now, and you don't need sunglasses. You don't need eclipse glasses because the sun, a little while ago, was actually completely covered. Good news is we're starting to see those clouds move on a little bit, and we've been talking about just how all of a sudden it was really hard to get your hands on those eclipse glasses. Well, it has turned into a little bit of a business. In fact, Sophia Cruz, she's been out here selling glasses for anyone who needs them last minute.
I decided to partner up with my older cousin who's in school as well. He's the one that came up with the idea. He said, why don't we sell glasses last minute? He's like, I saw a TikTok video. Somebody 6 years ago was selling them for $25. Let's sell them for $5 and see what happens.
So there you go. She's hoping to make a buck out here today, but
She's out there hustling glasses, Mac.
Whatever works.
Did you get a pair?
I had mine already. Shout out to the Greenwich Library for hooking it up late last week.
Mac Rosenberg out there at Central Park. Also today, Marla Diamond is up at Hofstra, where the crowd is gathered on this momentous day. Marlon, you there? And tell me, are these kids skipping school or what? Class or what?
We're here with the provost and senior vice president of academic affairs, Charlie Reardon. And are these kids all skipping class or what?
No, we're encouraging them. This is their class. They're in the class outdoors today.
So you wanted everybody together and you're giving them the glasses. Make sure everybody's safe.
Absolutely. So our Department of Physics and Astronomy has handed out 500 pairs of glasses. Many more are handing them out. This is a really uncommon occurrence, but it brings all of us together.
And I guess these things should be shared, right?
Yeah. They are. They're shared experiences. I mean, the last one was 7 years ago. The next one in this part of the country will be 20 years from now. So our students 20 years from now will be in their 40s.
Right. They'll have children, right?
They will have
children.
They'll
be a grandfather, I guess.
From your lips to God's ears.
Exactly. We're all adding up. Let's see. What's my age plus 44 years?
Stop it.
To be around for
Stop
the next
it.
But all the kids here, you know, a lot of young kids, and they've all got their viewing glasses on. And it's just going to be a big party, you know, without the beer, right? It's a big party, a big college party. But they're all here to see that eclipse. The moon should be taking a bite out of the sun about 2:10, we understand. Larry?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing also. But we'll check back in with you. Have fun and tell those kids, okay, we know everybody signed up today to join the astrology class, but whatever.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.